Clark hadn't asked any questions about Lily's life before this. She'd gotten the sense that Lily didn't want to talk about it. Was it really that bad? She said carefully. Lily shrugged. We all looked out for one another. We didn't have anyone else. Well, except this one girl. She had a brother, a real-life older brother. She looked down, suddenly blushing. He was nice. He used to bring her things. Extra food, pieces of ribbon. Really? Clark asked, pretending to believe the comment about a girl with a brother as she brushed a lock of hair off Lily's damp forehead. Even this far along in her sickness, Lily had a flair for the dramatic. He sounds nice, Clark said vaguely as her eyes flitted toward the bald patches on Lily's head, which were becoming difficult to ignore. Anyway, Lily said, her voice strained. I want to hear about your birthday. What are you going to wear? Clark had almost forgotten that her birthday was next week. She didn't feel much like celebrating. Oh, you know, my best scrubs, she said lightly. I'd rather hang out here with you than go to some silly party anyway. Oh, Clark, Lily groaned in mock exasperation. You have to do something. You're starting to be seriously boring. Besides, I want to hear about your birthday dress. She winced suddenly, doubling over in pain. Are you okay? Clark asked, her hand on Lily's fragile arm. It hurts, Lily gasped. Can I get you anything? Do you want some water? Lily opened her eyes, which were now pleading. You can make it stop, Clark. She was cut off by a groan. Please make it stop. It's only a matter of time. Clark turned her head to the side so Lily wouldn't see her tears. It'll be okay, she whispered, forcing a fake smile. I promise. Lily whimpered before falling silent again, then leaned back and closed her eyes. Clark pulled the blankets up over her friend's chest, trying to ignore the demon that was clawing its way to the front of her mind. She knew what Lily was asking for, and it wouldn't be difficult. She was so frail at this point, it would take just a few well-combined painkillers to ease her into a coma. She'd slip away painlessly. What am I thinking? Clark asked herself, drawing back in horror. The blood on her parents' hands had spread to her own. This whole nightmare had infected her, turned her into a monster. Or maybe it wasn't her parents' fault. Maybe she'd always had this darkness inside of her, waiting to rise to the surface. Just as she was about to leave, Lily spoke again. Please, she begged. If you love me, please. Her voice was quiet, but contained an edge of desperation that terrified Clark. Just make it all stop.